If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
I'm not thanking you for bullying.
Wait, I just need y'all to see what backdrop I'm trying to put up because this thing is crazy.
The Cinderella, Roger and Hammerstein.
That was very good. I love that movie.
Impossible. That's my favorite. That's playing country bumpkin to become a god. Bam. It's possible. It's my shit. It doesn't get enough credit. That was my Cinderella. It does not. I want more people to talk about that one.
I agree. There was no social media back then.
They need to run it back.
Like, did you see the new Descendants?
Terrible.
It's terrible, especially compared to this. But like, it was so good. There was like a nod. Huh?
I did like that. I did like that they kept them together because the daddy was always fine. But I hate that they gave her that ugly ass blue hair. I hated it. And that last Descendants was awful. The first two were great. The last couple ones have been very subpar. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching them without the child. This is just me.
I know, me too. I watched it without my kid.
Because the first they don't need to
see how, I was like, they don't need to see how this witch and warlock stuff. Let me watch this.
Well, I'm going to watch it. What's my name? That shit hot.
Is that Jason Alexander from Seinfeld?
Yes. His Royal Highness, Prince Sir Rupert. Okay, yeah, I watched that movie way too much. Yeah, I
don't know. What was the show called to hear that he was on?
Seinfeld. That's what I said.
Seinfeld.
No, you didn't.
But yeah, he was dancing in the movie. I didn't know he could dance. He was moving.
He was a body double.
It was. They were showing face.
This
I'm
back.
So upset. And then she passed away. The chick from BAPS, what's her name?
Oh yeah,
Natalie.
I forgot her name, but yeah, she did. Rest in peace. Shout out.
Why do we all get quiet?
I'm way too dedicated to this backdrop, but I'm gonna keep it. It's gonna work. It's just gonna have to do.
It looks good.
Hi, I've never met you. What's your name, Jordan? Hey, what's up?
I'm Jordan.
Hi, I'm Megan. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. You ain't polite.
Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's why you got your little shiny blazer on.
Oh.
You still got your New Year's clothes on?
Okay, off the shoulder number. got an off the shoulder joint.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Lil.
Come on, makeup. Attempts. We out here. Why is my mic? Hold up. Sorry, y'all. Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mic's.
Where you at, Lil? You late?
Girl, life be life, man. I just came back from Panama. There. That's why.
Ooh, how was it?
Hot.
Do you understand all they Spanish there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't always have the best time responding.
Oh, so what you be doing? Like,
No, nah, thank God there's Google Translate.
Mm. There you go.
So me and my cousins live off of Google Translate. And by the time I start picking up my Spanish again, it's time to come back. So
I feel like that'd be hilarious. You'd be like, hey, dang, you fine? How you doing?
No, that's when I just
you crazy.
I don't ask a muchacho. Yeah. Como no se? And you're like, eh? And I'm like, Do the rest.
It's universal.
Damn, what fake ass background you got this from? What BET Tyler Perry movie you pulled this from?
I'm on set for a shoot.
What is it for? Is it for like a pig feed?
Ozempic. He's the new face of Ozempic. You didn't know that, man?
Both of those things y'all said were crazy.
That would actually be really cool if they paid you back by that money you paid for their product.
I thought it was... Oh, they don't give it
I
to
me? I
feel
like he's like the... You remember the Sprint dude that left Sprint and then went to Verizon?
Oh, like, can you hear me now?
Yeah, good. That's to hear. First he was with hot dogs, now he on Ozempic. Can you see me now?
I go where the people want me, baby. I was gonna say,
I thought they, because there's a couple influencers that be doing like weight loss stuff that they just be giving it to you, don't they? I mean, I know, that's what I thought. They be sliding you it for the free.
Oh, I need it for the free.
Slide some over here then.
I'm trying to lose this quick 30 real quick.
Right.
I'm not in Egypt to hear. Look at him. Look what the old zipping.
You don't
want to
share
I'm going crazy.
You don't want to share your lipo in a bottle.
That's also crazy.
You don't want to share your lipo in a bottle.
To hear.
I don't care what you call it. I can take my shirt off wherever the fuck I want to.
You were doing that before. You was doing that before. Let's not. Don't.
I was.
I see your nipples so many.
Are your guns on your back now? BB guns, since you lost all the weight.
No.
You know he got that extra BB skin, guns? So turn into a shotgun.
Oh,
that's scary.
It's just one.
You gonna have skin removal? No.
I don't need it.
Not that big, Lou. You were like, 600 pounds.
I'm like, that's some hundreds. That's some hundreds. He's like, I lost 30 pounds. You gotta shake that skin off. It's this much skin. She's like, nah, cut that shit off. That's too much. That's too much skin right there. You can't be walking around with that. 30 pounds of skin. That is crazy.
And I was working out during the same during that time. So I it wasn't just like building up. I mean,
Roxy, shut up, man.
What kind of workout you doing
just
here?
Crazy.
You ain't gotta re-elaborate.
I got a trainer and I got this app, and I just work with both of those. I did a lot of walking, a lot of cardio.
I feel like your app is like 7-Eleven rewards. What app is you talking about? That you?
He's a bomber.
No, they not. Everybody laughing with you.
You win
how many rewards points you got on your 7-Eleven app?
Oh wait, is this the black Cinderella with Brandy?
Yes, it is. Impossible. Oh, you wouldn't hear when we was. This man just posted his wife and child too. Luma came in today like, "Hey, fuck all y'all."
Just woke up on villain status, man.
She got cold. Panama making
full on villain. Full on villain.
Starting 2025, just like
I've been in a third world country the past couple weeks. You know, life is different.
You would have thought you would have came back nicer.
Nah, man, made me tougher.
Is that Disney Cinderella? Gay? I'm like, that's so childish. Oh, shit.
That's a cold game, bro. That's a cold game.
I haven't heard nobody do that in a while either. That shit's still funny. I don't care.
Here, are you allowed to tell us like what kind, not what your actual shoot is for, but like, is it a commercial? Is it like TV, film?
Oh shit!
Oh, you can't say any of that. Okay.
Now you click it, Jordan. You better not change it either. Don't let her bully
you. No. Okay, I'm trying to find a better one.
Oh,
I'm committed.
You was clicking too fast.
I'm committed right now.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Once he went and got the green screen, he's seen it through my butt.
You know you can just like download a picture of that and then put the picture behind the green screen.
Wait, hold up.
Like what Tahir's doing right now. You think he went and grabbed the green screen and dragged?
To here, this is just me and you talking. You didn't grab a green screen? You never grabbed a green screen?
It's not a green screen. No.
I heard the green screen makes it smoother.
Add a background.
Yeah. I literally went to Zoom. I picked virtual background, and then I typed in minimalist living room, and this is what popped up. I clicked
Let me tell you, I have 4 stacks of my baby's diapers holding up.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was.
This
for.
Green screen. I was.
Oh, I am tickled.
Damn. Wait, hold up. I just need you to see, just in case you think this is a game. Bruh, I got diapers. I got Huggies holding this green screen up. Because I was like.
Oh, I didn't see the ears. That's a cute.
Screw that. What's up with the ears?
Oh, it's my wife's setup back here.
Oh, they rich.
They rich, rich. Because
if
each
I was rich,
is at least
don't
65.
You think my green screen would just come from the ceiling?
Nah, off of ears alone, y'all got bread.
Yeah, you got bread.
We know Listen. How much some ears is.
I could take them ears and be good for a little bit.
Yeah,
for a little nice bit.
Yeah, like
it's so expensive.
This is not cheap.
Unnecessarily expensive.
Yeah, yes. That's one ear per year of marriage. That's not. That's happy anniversary. I here you go.
We don't know what. On the other side of Brandy and them, okay?
That's true.
We don't
That's
know.
True.
It's no, some listen, more ears. If I prove, if I show it, y'all gonna be like, "Was you trying to hide stuff?" It's like, no, it's we don't have it like that. This is.
I'm mad you really went and dragged the green
no,
screen.
No, but I didn't know
when you could have literally just upload that crusty ass picture in the background. Y'all let that y'all fucked up because y'all let that man.
He was happy.
I thought he had a process.
I was having a great time doing. Well, here's the thing: we were supposed to come on at 12, and then I was here, and I was like, "Well, I ain't got nothing to do. Let me go ahead and get the green screen." And while this was happening, by the way, Tahir's just watching it. Like he's just watching.
He didn't Roxy say nothing.
In, he's a villain.
I didn't want to interrupt the process. I didn't talk about it either. I didn't come on and call it gay.
Wow. So you were just watching that.
True. Which is still crazy.
Man, like, what's this gay shit behind you? I was just like, that was a choice.
They're going to compliment the man.
Wow.
That's so fraud.
He is not her friend.
She's a Disney villain. She's the perfect Disney villain.
As are you, Tahir.
But I always picture me as the hero in any Disney film.
What movie?
I'm the hero.
You are not the fucking hero.
I'm like the female Hercules, you know? Like
you're like the Cruella de Vil.
Doggies. I would never make a coat out of them. Unless they like shaggy.
Nobody,
dogs.
Lou, you said I love doggies, but I would never make a coat. Nobody on this podcast, right here on this panel, believes that you wouldn't.
I love dogs. I want to actually, that's my dream is to open like a little dog pound, like a kennel. But
you
I want to make
always
it like
have a different cape and a different coat.
I would not wear animals. Okay.
Let's do a poll. Audience, if you saw Lulu coming down the street and you jumped to the street, do you think she would stop or would she keep going or speed up?
Ooh.
Oh, if what? You said if what?
If Lulu was driving down the street and you had to cross the street. Do you, would you try to cross it before Lulu got there, or would you just wait because you know she's gonna speed up?
Oh, you better wait.
He said audience vote. No, and you just, I'll kill him.
That's different. That's just idiotic. We talk about puppies. Okay, we talk about puppies.
Also, humans can go.
Yeah, because that's dumb. Why would you speed up if you see
what
me
if it
coming?
Was cats? Are you the Cruella DeVille of cats?
No, I like all animals. I'm telling you, I want to open up.
She's Cruella DeVille of people.
Yeah, people. I just don't like people.
You know what that's also called? You know what that's also called? A serial killer. That's crazy.
No. Serial killer love people. They love them so much they gotta kill them. You know, like
mass murderer, serial killer, psychopath, whatever you want to be labeled.
Lulu will kill someone and be like, "Look, hear me out though. They were annoying.
It was their fault.
Like you get, you get it.
That's what she would do.
You like, met them.
like yesterday, I'm at Target. Right, this woman with her child. Then he like 10. He not really, you not at the age where you could still be dumb, right? And he just walking around behind his mom, bouncing this ball, talking about, can we leave yet? Can we leave yet? And for whatever reason, this bitch keep following me down every aisle. And I'm like, yeah, can y'all leave yet? Because you and this ball is driving me crazy.
Wait, but 10? Hey, that's proper 10-year-old behavior.
No, like, you got till 9 and 10 months, and then according to Lulu, you better
let me act up in public at 10 years old, and my mama tell me one time, stop bouncing that ball. You better stop bouncing that ball.
Wait, but what was the race happened to be of this family?
They were Mexican.
Oh.
See, caught you by surprise too.
It sure did.
No, that don't surprise me at all.
Oh, you're okay. Fair.
Really?
That don't surprise me. No.
See, I don't know too much about Mexican culture, but I know in my household, you better stop bouncing that goddamn ball.
If it's true Mexican, like true Mexican culture, it should have been a kid bouncing the ball, a kid in the buggy, and two kids on the arm, and then she had nothing else to do. Just mira. No.
But also,
I have
the kid that's bouncing the ball, you have to wonder if that's a younger kid in the sense of they got multiple older brothers or sisters. Because after you have two, three kids, those younger kids, they don't get parents.
Oh,
they
after get one. After
yeah.
one.
Yeah, they just get watched.
Oh, Meg, you have two.
After you have one.
You have two.
Yes, exactly. After first one, the second one, I'd be like, I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah, because I feel like she kind of like tuned him out for a minute.
Yeah.
And was just doing her thing because she had no other kids. It was just him.
Kids be annoying. Sometimes Maya would just be talking to me and I'd be hearing her, but I'm not listening.
I just be like,
You be hearing her word. That's crazy.
Yeah. She'd be like, you're not listening. I'm like, and not. But you chose to continue to talk because they just be talking all day about and just be doing stuff that I don't care about all day. So I'm with that mama. Can we go? Do we look like we done? And then you don't be want to look crazy in the store as the mama just yelling at the kid. Now I look like the asshole. So sometimes I just be tuning her out.
What happened to the moms that be talking to the kids? Like, hey man, don't you be making me?
They 50 or 60 now.
You don't hear them. They can't say it.
I do a whisper. I text threaten. I'll be doing that.
Store?
Yeah, I'll text a threat.
Like while you walking together?
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, I'm really finna give it to your ass right now. You need to like stop playing with me.
Rocky be at church next to her daughter. Oh, you think she funny, huh? That's crazy. You gonna fall asleep while this nigga praying and shit?
Okay, I got something for your ass. I be sending pictures of belts. Like, you gotta parent where they
You gotta at. Give her a gift belt with the action. Like
it's one where the belt sizzles, be squirming on the ground. That's my favorite one. I sent that at a restaurant because she was acting up. Go try to order 2 appetizers.
Because
I told him before we went in there, I said, hey, don't be playing in this Cheesecake Factory. You was doing that shit last time. Try to act like we balling. You know we on a fixed income. You got one appetizer, one refillable drink. Don't be getting the lemonade because you know they don't refill that shit. Get a refillable drink.
This nigga said...
I don't want to play.
I had to send him the gift of that because she tried to act up in the rest of the
yeah, I'll be mad so as
thinking,
hell.
I'm thinking she finna, she talking loud, she knocking stuff on the ground. So she's like, she tried to order two appetizers.
I said, oh, you've lost it. You've lost your mind. You're going to get the cheese sticks and the mac and cheese balls? I said, oh, no.
That's Bill. Just too cheap, too fried cheese.
Why did you just say something to the waiter? Like, oh, no, not both of those. Just the
it
first
was
one.
The fact that she tried to play with me.
I just like, feel I like you go to a grocery store and be like, you know, this kid acted a plump fool. Go put two Snicker bars on the cart.
Well, we done walk up.
I said, you bet. I told his ass up talking about it. I'm a plump fool.
I can't hit her. My hand's too big. I can't hit the child. So
that is true. You would go to jail for attempted murder.
Everybody, I didn't need yells from everybody.
Roxy be changing tires with no tool. She just lick her finger and just pull the bolt off.
Roxy's hands are the Google image if you type in Buddha's palm. That attack strike.
Hey, fuck y'all. All right, y'all. You know what? Definitely. Okay. Oh, y'all finna get a text.
I just couldn't imagine being the kid. You out in the street, you know, you probably acting up, and you like, she ain't gonna do nothing. And then you get a text message like,
I'm gonna have to use that when he get older, because right now I give him a look, and he know what's up.
You're gonna evolve once he's old enough to be on Instagram. You're gonna send him a DM of a whooping. You know, a DM whooping.
That's a good idea.
This is
about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into this first topic. Before we do, I want to give a shout out to our special guest today. We got Mr. Jordan Connolly back in the building.
Backdrop.
We also got Roxy Hayes in the thing. OG Squad. We got Meg Scoop, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund,
paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
First topic of the day, we have, in a fight, would you rather be able to slow down time versus read your opponent's mind?
Slow down. I got to slow down the time. That's a good one. No, it ain't even hard for me. At this age, I don't care if I can read your mind, because if I hear in your mind, right hook, left hook, I'm still too slow. Wait, hold on. Your right, my right. Wait.
That's what will fuck me up, now that you said that. Yeah, because I'm still doing this. Yeah, I'd be like, yo, left hook.
And at this point, I'm knocked out. So, no.
You hear right hand, left hook, and you go to the right.
Wait. Even now, I'm confused. Hold on. If the right
hook, you catch both punches on the wrong arm. You be like, ugh.
If they right hook, is my left side?
Yes. Right, but they hitting me, so I gotta see, it's too much thinking right there, too fast.
You don't sound wild, no, but trust me. I knew what you were gonna do. I knew it. Like, I'm telling you, I knew it.
You said,
like, throw another one. I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming. I didn't know it was straight. I thought it was
that too.
And you're gonna be giving that same speech in the hospital.
If you know where it's coming, like, even if you can read your opponent's mind, you don't know how fast they are. So, yeah, you know he's finna do it, but you gotta be hearing these thoughts right as he's doing it, right about. Like, it could be instantaneous. So,
yeah, and what if they think it's some freaky stuff too? Like, oh, I'm gonna beat her ass and then eat it or something. I don't know. People
that's
crazy.
A fight I'm gonna do. Yeah. Where the fight at?
Beat her ass and then eat her ass?
What kind of fight is this?
I don't know.
An abuser, honey.
You never know what people want to do.
I feel like if
abuser. I'm thinking we have it like you fighting with somebody of the same sex, not opposite.
Her too.
Okay, but still, like, you're fighting them. It's abuse. This is domestic violence.
I'm never going to get in a fight with Roxy if that's how she be thinking.
Wild. But I mean, if you could read the mind, if you think about it, before he hits, you'll be like, wait, just do the second part. Wait, what? Like,
I heard
skip
what you
this.
Said.
Do the second one.
I mean,
if you slow down time, you could do like Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr. You could like watch shit happen. Kind of like, what's that other movie, Wanted? Where you could like see shit that slow down and like maneuver.
The Flash.
Oh
yeah, Flash.
The Flash on Justice League. Remember on Justice League?
Speed back up.
When they had just brought Superman back from the dead, and he got Arthur and he got Wonder Woman right here, and the Flash like takes off running. He was like, "I'm gonna just get behind him." You see Superman's eyes do this.
Yeah.
And the Flash was like,
"That's not just like this."
You see me? Yeah. That was fire. That's probably the one good part.
Yeah. The whole movie. The one part you remembered. After that, you were like, man, I'm going back to sleep.
I'm about done.
Right, because the Zack Snyder Gray Cut was 4.5 hours long.
I watched that about four times already.
You have?
I liked it. I like the long movies.
I love every bit of it.
I had to pack a bag for that movie. I had to stay overnight in the living room. I couldn't even.
Now, I waited till that shit came out at home.
I'll see y'all later.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I watched it at home because I think they only released it on like HBO Max, but
yeah,
like the shit was so long. I had to camp out in the living room. I had
4 hours
like a sleeping bag.
But for me, that shit went by dumb quick. Each hour was entertaining. Like, if it was good, I liked it. I liked
it. It would have been a normal length movie if it didn't have 2 hours of slow-mo. Like, we don't need...
Yeah.
Zack Snyder loves slow-mo so much.
But it's done so well.
Listen, I know when our movie first came out, he was killing that slow-mo.
When are we all supposed to use slow-mo?
Like
that's when you're supposed to use it.
I know, but Lou.
The whole movie?
The whole thing. Yeah. Even just like the key going into the ignition.
It's not just the action.
You see the hands going real like. Well, that's moving, you're just moving the car so your wife can get out. There's no need.
Just well, do some mushrooms. And it'll look like a whole
different
movie.
Now you gotta make that a sketch now. That's actually pretty funny. I want to see you do that.
If I could, I would say,
that's
though,
pretty funny.
Every Zack Snyder film.
Yeah. A Zack Snyder cut, a Zack Snyder production.
Wait, then have you watched 300 like that then?
Oh my God. But 300 different because everybody fine and had their shirts off. So I definitely...
No, there was some ugly faces with six packs. There were some ugly faces with a six pack.
Thank you. There was some ugly dudes up in there with.
I ain't see it.
You weren't looking. You weren't looking at number 297. You were looking at the first row of 15 and forgot there was 200.
That used to be my problem too, Roxy. I should just always just look at the abs and you forget what the face look like, and then you mad in the morning. Like, nah.
wait a minute.
I'm learning how you guys get into these relationships where you ignore these red flags. It'd be red flag here and here. You'd be like, nah, I'm just
exactly. Exactly. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna just focus on this part, right?
And look, Kim, the whole situation.
That's how I got engaged. I'm like, but he's 6'5" with abs. And my brother was like, yeah, but he's crazy and poor. I'm like, but the abs aren't.
Yeah, they're always poor. Pretty.
They're so poor.
Mom was poor.
You can't have it all, y'all. Y'all got to
say not eating.
He can't afford to eat. That's why he got the abs.
He had amazing.
And you
got
to decide what's more important to you. The abs are like, well, you can't have it all. So what you want? What you want for real?
I'll take a half ab, half money.
Okay.
I'll take no abs, all money.
I'll take a half ab.
Girl, that's to hear.
No. I said no abs. I didn't say all stomach, okay? I just said no abs.
That's a tahir, girl.
There's a difference, damn. You know? You see dudes that ain't got no abs, they just got a stomach.
Hey, I'm listen, not even trying everybody to got their preference. There's a lot of women out there that like guys with little, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, good.
I know some girls that like a little belly on their back.
Just your wife.
That's
I tried that before. That shit was a no go.
Belly on the back. It be warm.
I was trying to break out my comfort zone. I was like, this is very uncomfortable.
Here's the thing. Here's what you don't know. Here's a note. Like, if you ever need to like hit the blunt, like I could put that in my belly button, it automatically holds it. Okay. I keep snacks underneath.
Can we vote and go on?
Belly. Like, you ain't got to fold the chips over. You just like place the edge of the bag right under that belly.
Only thing I didn't like was the sweat with a bigger dude, but he was giving it his all. I don't really be sweating like that.
Yeah, that means you ain't moving, Roxy. That
I was moving. I just don't really sweat. I'm not a sweaty
trapped.
Person.
That was the difference.
Bad princess. That's what you are. Starfish. Fucking snail.
Girl, be your pillow princess. Don't let him tell you what to do.
I used to look terrible.
Nigga, I'm married. Don't worry about me. We good over here.
That's exactly why you don't listen to Meg. You don't listen to
Meg. Don't listen to Tier.
Listen, as soon as he did this, Meg was like, whoa, finish line. Okay. I ain't gotta ride no more dicks. Oh my God.
I was unconventionally attractive. I give it my all in the bed. Okay.
I do feel
just now getting cute.
If you were a dude with six pack abs, muscles, and everything, it's widely known if you didn't sweat, you didn't do nothing. I can't believe you putting in work and ain't a drop, ain't a bead of sweat.
It's different, bigger man sweat than swole sweat because it's more folds and it gathers.
No, but you said you just don't sweat, period.
Oh, no, I don't be sweat, but even like in the gym, I really don't, I'm not a sweater. I don't be sweating. Even in the sauna, I don't sweat. I don't.
Well, I mean, if
so how your fat come out of your body?
Babe, doo-doo. I do not be.
Okay.
She got a moist ass titty.
Sweat comes out in your doo-doo?
Yeah, that's a new, like, under the, yes. It's to be coming out of the doo-doo. Not the sweat, the fat, okay. But yeah. Under the titty sweat a little bit. But like my face don't sweat. My back. I be wanting to sweat so I can be smaller. It don't.
Roxy, are you going hard though? No, like, wait.
Yes.
I think you're going hard enough, bro.
Oh, right. To hear. The bra be moist, but like my face, my back.
Her bra smell like old hamburger helper.
Hey, you was in there. If you wasn't using it as a bowl, then we would have been okay. You was in there was crazy. You was in there.
The cheesy hamburger helper. I thought your
anime Sailor Moon loving ass would be sweaty. You know,
I don't
handstands,
sweat. I'm trying. I don't be sweating. I don't know if that's.
I don't think you applying yourself, Smokey.
I'll be running so much. I'll be trying.
She in the gym talking about, I walked on the treadmill on point a little, two for 20 minutes and ain't nothing bit. Happened.
I'll be staying. I'll be out of breath. That's why I'm like, okay.
Do you use Botox?
Uh-uh.
Cause that could, I know that like, that helps, I know that like helps with like overactive sweat glands. I was about to say like maybe what's that's why you're thinking.
What gym you go to?
24-hour.
That's because that bra's made of terry cloth. So they got that sham wow ass bra on.
It be wicking away. I don't know what. I just don't. I never really been a sweater.
You must be pissing dudes off. They be like, man, I be doing everything. She don't be working a sweater. Nothing.
Just like, I'm trying. We both trying.
No, I mean, I feel you.
No, help me. Now I'm like, am I not? Is that not normal?
You're not doing it. You ain't doing something right, man.
We're going to go for a run later. Let's go, somebody.
I start sweating immediately.
Hell, I know, me too.
That would be a whole question. Like, I am if that was a sweater. Thing, I would be like, hey, real talk. Like, it's starting to bother me. Who was your best dude? Can I call him up? I just want to see if you sweat with him. Can I call him? What's his name? Who was the best? I just want to talk.
You can call your best. Is she not sweating?
I just want to have a conversation with him. Did he make you? Hey, did you sweat with you?
But okay, I'm so panting. I'm out of breath.
Like, if I don't see like a little dollop here, a little sweat here, I better see something drizzle on your back as you walk away. I better see like perspiration.
I'm gonna think you acting. If you just panting with no sweat,
like a little.
What you doing?
Let me see.
You ain't got no sweat.
No, I'm like, maybe I'm sweating. I don't know. Let me see.
You about to call
somebody?
You
can't listen to Tyler at all, can you? You just can't.
Make me sweat.
Really about to call somebody.
Put him on speaker.
Hello? Are you busy? Hello? This is random. I'm on a podcast right now, and I'm trying to see something. Can you not say nothing crazy? Are you in a place where you could talk? Okay, I'm gonna put you on speaker. Please don't say nothing crazy. This is yes or no question. Okay, when we've had sex, do I be sweating? Cause I don't know if I be sweating. Do I be sweating?
Not anything crazy. I mean, it's some physical activity. I can't hear nothing.
Okay, wait. Say it. So I do be sweating. Cause I don't know if I be sweating. Wait, I be sweating.
Does her bra smell like Hamburger Helper?
I'm not asking that. Okay, wait. Does my bra smell like Hamburger Helper? Okay, we're done. That's enough. Okay, I'll call you later. Goodbye. You have a good day.
We didn't hear nothing he said though.
Y'all can't hear it. Wait, they can't.
He said yeah, though, right?
But not I didn't hear. Lot. I couldn't hear nothing.
Wait, say it again.
What am I doing?
Why would your bra smell like Hamburger Helper? Why is that even a question? Is that an issue? Was that a review you got?
No, I didn't get no. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. You've helped enough. Okay, you have a good day.
Yeah, nothing he said.
So it was a no to the Hamburger Helper, but a little bit of sweat. So boom.
Yeah, he said a little bit of sweat.
Double down though. They were like, we can't hear him. Say it again. You could have just said what he said. No.
Yeah, you could have just said. I thought you was going to say what he said.
No. He said, I was like, no, y'all go hear this. Y'all go hear this. Y'all going to hear this.
Well, that's so a good thing, man. I mean, like, I wouldn't want to sweat a whole lot if I didn't have to.
I love sweat.
I'd be like, I can't wear certain shirts. Like, I can't wear, like, you know, like emerald color, like a green shirt or like a coral. If it's summertime, my pit, you gonna see them pit stains. It's just
so like you want a situation. Here?
The answer
sweat.
Is slow oh, down time.
I forgot what we was talking about. Yeah.
So like a situational sweat though, right? Like if I can sweat when I'm working out.
Slow down time, Jordan. something.
I would want
Okay.
Oh yeah. I would. Yeah. I want to sweat now because now I'm seeing like, oh, people think you working harder.
Yeah.
If you don't be worried about what they think about you. You go on with your non-sweaty self.
Let's put it to a vote. Slow down time. This is again during the fight. Slow down time or read your opponent's mind.
Slow down time.
Slow down. It's just I'll feel cooler.
If I could read minds, I would have been figured out this backdrop though. but I'll take slow. You think I'm clicking for no reason? I'm trying to figure this out. I don't see none of what
they're here the whole time looking at you like this.
Look at this dumb MF.
Jordan, on your computer where it says video, the icon for the camera. That pop up arrow on the top left side.
Okay, someone's going quick. Okay.
Okay, Jordan, you weren't on a lot of Zoom during the pandemic.
It sure didn't. But, you know, let's just slow down time. We'll just work with it. We'll work. It'll be next time.
I love how you committed to like half the green screen and then the ears.
You see the blur happen? I go out of focus at a certain point. It's okay.
Oh my God.
The fact that the picture's still hanging on to the green screen and it's still working.
Everybody's picking slow down time, correct? Okay. Slow down time has it on that one. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today we have, would you rather be in an eating competition with Indian food versus insects and exotic meats?
Eating competition with Indian food, or
why do you say Indian food like something wrong with
it? No, because that's the spicy. It's the spice level that I'm referring to when I say the Indian food. All of it, all of the options are going to be spicy.
Oh, okay.
I don't have no problem with spicy, so bring it on.
Same.
You said the other is insects or bugs?
Insects and exotic meats. So like antelope, bison,
rabbit,
alligator.
Alligator be hit head.
Frog legs.
Frog legs.
Escargot.
Oh, I might get them exotic meat. Oh, never mind.
Also cockroach.
That's too gamey. That's too bugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mealworms, grasshoppers, crickets, that type of stuff.
Is it cooked? Okay, who cooking it?
Not nobody at Popeyes. It's gonna be fried, and they're gonna be deep fried, nigga.
Wait, what? Does it
choose to put me deep fried?
She was gonna put some Cajun sprinkle on the grasshopper.
That's the catch. Everything that's in the exotic meats is Cajun fried at Popeyes.
Ooh.
Hey, listen. Hear me out. Even on the Ozempic, I would take that chance. You understand?
And I know and that fried
food gonna fuck your boy up.
I'm about to say you are not supposed to do
that gator from Popeyes.
I'm sure I was had a cockroach or two from Popeyes. Okay, we ain't know
it crawled up in there.
No, a cockroach is a small one. We talk about water bugs.
The ones from the south. Y'all gonna get the southern.
The ones that fly. That make noise when you step on it.
Yeah, they
slide. It does.
It's like a loose water balloon. water balloon that's not tied at the end. You just
That's so descriptive and accurate. That's so nasty.
Wait, here's a question. Can you do the insects with, because like if you're doing the Popeyes thing, can you put the water bug between the Popeyes biscuit?
Ooh. Yes, you can. But you're really gonna die because you know you on them dry biscuits, you choking already.
Yeah, but that mushiness from the bug is gonna be the soften up the biscuit.
If I got Frank's hot sauce or
you eat anything,
Wingstop ranch.
Hey,
that is top tier ranch.
I can't do the bugs. I can't do bugs.
It ain't too thick. That ranch be hitting.
I don't know enough about Indian foods. Like, what are some like staples?
Samosas.
Girl, you will like it. Okay, if you like Panamanian food, good. It's a different kind of spice. But it's like, you know, like it's spicy, rice but different kind of spice.
Oh, some tikka.
That food be so good. Okay, tikka masala.
Tikka masala is so good, but it's only certain things I can eat when it comes to Indian food. Because spicy food, it'll just rip the liners.
But how can you eat Frank's Red Hot then?
Because it ain't really hot. It's more of like a kicking tangy in my
opinion. Oh, so your taste buds are racist. Your racist redneck taste buds.
None of those bottled hot sauces
Red Hot
are really
made in
hot.
America yeah. works for you.
First of all, don't try to take the fact that you stopped riding your husband 5 years ago out on me, okay? If you're not sexually satisfied, you do something about it.
Oh, you don't know what
whoa.
I do.
Whoa.
You don't know what I do.
I can pretty much figure it out. Meg comes to bed with a long word problem written on her body. She's like, you can solve it. You can
stab
it.
Well, at least I'm naked.
I'm good.
I'm naked with my word problem on my body.
What man wouldn't want to divide her? Come on now. Come on.
So that
divide
would be
and multiply.
Okay, to hear if you dumb, just say it. Dumb.
Lulu, so it would be two of her? No,
thank you. No, you divide the legs.
Why so many legs?
Just say you dumb if you are, Tahir, okay? We know you can't spell. You can't do math either. It's okay.
Math, I can spell hard. All the words that I know. Now, I can't say every word.
That's not a lot of words.
Lulu, I beg your pardon.
Damn.
I beg your pardon, okay?
You know you can't spell. Stop it.
Give me a word right now. Give me a word right now.
Okay. Supercalifragilistic expialidocious.
No, give me a regular word. Don't
okay. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oh my God.
Substantial.
Onomatopoeia.
Roxy, I almost called you a bitch. I almost called you a bitch.
Spell substantial.
Substantial?
Yes.
S-U-B-S-T-A-N.
Uh-oh.
T-I-A-L.
Correct.
Oh, spell onomatopoeia.
Shut the fuck up. Ain't nobody telling that stupid ass word. You dumb. Even if you know how to spell that word, you tell your phone to spell that word. You're not finna type out all them dumb
I do want
to
say to hear you spelling substantial sounded like you had a song with how to spell it. S-U-B.
S-U-B-A.
T-A-N. And then you lost the beat and you're like, damn, okay, find the beat.
Somebody turn the Bluetooth off.
He was trying to rewind the tape. Da 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 da.
You did that for spell beautiful. B E A U T.
Spell fabulous.
U T I F A F U L. You're my favorite song.
Oh shit! Wait, what was the question?
Oh, the Indian food.
Oh,
Indian food.
Y'all like, eating competition. So keep in mind, you're
like both of them are eating competitions.
Oh, yeah. You're in a competition, and the theme of the food is either the Indian food or it is insects and exotic meats.
Indian.
Indian.
I thought Indian. I could take the spice, and then they got that naan bread, right?
Garlic naan, right there. Boy,
the butter.
Hold up, Lulu. You said you haven't had Indian food. I know.
I said I don't know much about Indian.
Oh, because I was like, Indian food, when they come in and they say, and they be checking you hard. What's your spice level, 1 to 10? If you say, I went to 7 one time, and I had problems. So it's like if you hear saying it's the spiciest one, and it's a competition.
Oh, it's the spiciest.
And they showing never
say that. You added stuff, George. Stop lying.
I've never went to like an Indian restaurant.
That's the reason that with Indian is in the option because of the spice level.
Then I might have to eat the meats because. If it's too spicy,
Roxy, what you're selling on your OnlyFans does not need to be on here.
I guess I've never been to like an Indian restaurant, but I had like naan bread because
I hate you.
It's bread.
But I feel like every time I've gone to Indian, even if I got the spicy stuff, it wasn't too spicy for
me. Well, I've been told that they're not going to give Americans the spiciest spice that they could give. They'd be like, they'd be like, nah, she says she wants spicy, but she don't want spicy.
Have they given you the number option? Because they've given.
I've never had a number option.
The most I did, and I tried a level 5, Jordan, just tried it, right? Didn't order that, tried it off somebody else for. I had to poo crisscross. I had to be on the toilet crisscross legs like this. Couldn't do nothing with them. Legs is broken.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I tried that 7. That 7, it was instant tears, lost all my taste buds. That was the end of the day. And that was first bite. Nothing else. They're like, can I get you anything else? Out of here, fam.
If you had never eaten ass, that's the day you eat ass on because you ain't going to be able to taste nothing.
That's crazy.
I gotta find someone who can read my mind, and they'll be like, "Oh, number 2, the second option." Because I'm ready.
What are these voices?
You know the sad thing? I was trying to do an impression of you, Roxy. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I just feel
brother, give me number 2.
Oh, yeah, brother.
That's how we just out here. That's how I sound.
Like she's about to say, what a wonderful world.
I see trees. You know, perspective is always just perspective. When you hear what people think about you, now I know Jordan think I'm a manly ass, cookie monster wrestling bitch. That's what you hear when you watch me.
That's not true.
We talk.
I mean, when you just described it like
that's
that,
that's not true. You said, oh yeah, number 2.
Oh yeah.
I didn't hear that in the voice, but when you described yourself like that, I was like, that's pretty spot on.
Cookie monster wrestling bitch.
Hey, Cookie Monster wrestling bitch is kind of you.
Yeah,
it's anime. If you drew that in anime,
and how you be dressed at the gym, you have on flat chucks.
Well, you got
like and super, a super baggy hoodies and then some short shorts. You got on wrestling shorts, nigga. That's you. And if somebody offer you a cookie at the gym, regardless of where you at, I'm pretty sure you're gonna take that cookie.
Well, they got protein cookies up there.
They do got protein cookies.
They do got protein cookies.
Who don't like a cookie?
Yeah. Don't try to sell it with the protein part first. Motherfucker. You just eat goodies.
Cookies. She eating Oreos talking about no, but they got protein.
They got them. Protein.
You see them.
Got protein. I made some protein muffins. I added some protein in the muffin mix. I'm like,
oh my gosh, I just had this protein shake. It's boba protein. It is so good.
Is it good? Which one is it? Is it the taro?
I got the taro, the purple one, because I love taro. Yes, girl. Let me go see what this is about. I'm not where's them little boba?
Hey, Lulu, what you say about Jordan's background in the beginning?
Oh, who's that girl, Jordan?
Yeah, what you say about this in the beginning?
Gay!
Don't point at us.
That's a Meg and Roxy. That's
because we like boba.
Yes.
What's wrong with boba?
Well, I like the little balls. Okay.
Y'all never see. I forgot what's his name. Asian
from Community. Yeah, from Community.
Yeah, he's sitting at the desk. He's like, girl.
So stupid. Oh, my God.
He's so funny.
Oh, God. Have y'all ever eaten a grasshopper?
I had turtle before, and I did not like it.
I heard turtle was good.
It was real gamey, like.
I haven't had
Why
turtle.
Why are people eating turtles?
Well, my uncle tricked me. And he was like, "Hey, you want some steak?" And we was in Panama, so I was like,
"Why do they always steak? Be doing that?"
And then me and my sister was sitting down, and my sister knew, but I didn't know. I was eating it. She was sitting there like this. I was like, "What you tripping for?" She's like, "And I was, but I'm the baby in the family, so they always fucking with me. So I thought they were just fucking with me. I'm like, man, leave me alone. And then after I was eating it, my uncle came by. I was like, "You like it? It's good."
So this is the beginning of Lulu's villain origin story. This is why
I was like, it's cool.
She ate her favorite Ninja Turtle, and now she has to live with that.
Now she a villain.
Bye, Leonardo.
She got a wild though.
Like, you like it? It's good, right?
Yeah, he was thinking like, you like it, right?
Your favorite Pokemon?
Yeah. He's like, it tastes good, right? It tastes just like it. I was like, yeah, it tastes like
Squirtle taste.
Oh no.
Hey, remember you watching Franklin growing up?
Oh, dang.
Ever so since then. I was
so
like,
that would be an exotic meat? Squirrel?
Yeah.
Turtle.
But at least it ain't spicy. That spice is going to tear me up.
Me too.
But at least you might lose a couple pounds. That's a good little cleanse.
Yeah. But
I'll be honest with y'all, spicy stuff don't mess my stomach up. People be like, oh, I ate all the spice, I'm going to be on the toilet. And I'd be like, why? It doesn't do that to me.
Shit not only has me on the toilet, like, I can tell by how many articles of clothing I take off hot bands.
But did you eat, like, spicy food growing up?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, but just like hot wings, like some hot sauce.
Oh, no.
Like, I can't lie.
Oh, that's probably why. I had kimchi every day, so. Yeah.
My mom used to make, she still makes her own hot sauce. So, that's what we had. We didn't have like bottled regular hot sauce. She would make
I
her
just
own.
Got into spicy now because of my wife. Before, literally hot Cheetos, if I ate them too quick, I was like, ooh.
You'd be done?
Yeah, it was it. That was done. A tear came down.
Everything made me poop though. Cheetos, so.
But Takis, if I eat too many Takis.
Takis are so nasty. I don't know how y'all eat them. They are salty.
Rocket back and forth, shirt off. I'm gonna pull the shirt up to like right here first so I can bite it.
And oh my goodness. Then
come off because it gets too hot. That's how bad it is.
I grew up like my favorite snack after school was hot cheese popcorn from Wise. So every day I would have two bags of hot cheese popcorn.
What was y'all's favorite meal after school? Mine was the oatmeal pies.
Ooh. Slice of pizza, hot cheese popcorn, and a honey bun.
Ooh.
Or deli chips.
How did you not get fat?
All to here.
How did you not get fat, Lulu? You had all that.
I was also on the basketball team, the softball team, was in dance that class. Makes sense.
I was a cheerleader, but I was still fat.
It's okay to hear.
Here, you
this man
didn't
over here going through trauma.
You didn't go to school, you had to work in the factory?
You didn't ever get no snack after school? Like, you would go to the store or nothing? You would
he
get
ate snacks all during the day. That's why.
Oh, I forgot, because here was like, what about like middle school?
He's just saying it wasn't no food.
No, middle school, I had to... I was leaving middle school. If I didn't have band practice or something like that, I was going to pick up my little sister. And then I would catch the school bus to pick her up, and then we would catch the public bus back to East St. Louis. So
you've been an adult your whole life. Like I for real just want you to like have a childhood. Like I want you to like be free of like responsibilities for a year. I want you to like just go do childish stuff, go like sledding on a like trash can top.
Michael Jackson.
Don't even mention sleds in front of Lulu.
Listen, you could be the comedian Michael Jackson, live your childhood dreams, you know?
I just feel like you need to do all childish things for like a year because you didn't get to do
that. You ever been to Hershey Park?
Is it chocolate?
What is that?
What's that?
Oh, he don't even know. You go eat
Hershey Park in Wonka. It's in Pennsylvania. It's a whole park dedicated to Hershey's chocolate. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we used to go there for school trips and stuff. And I was in the Girl Scouts, and they took us for Girl Scouts.
Pennsylvania.
You got to go to Disney with me and Roxy. Bet money.
Let's go.
Bet money. Me. Why can't I go?
You right?
Ears. Like, wait, you aren't you one that got ears and shit?
Aren't you in New York?
That's why you can't go.
I got money. I could fly.
Okay.
I'm in LA. What are you talking about?
Lulu, to be fair, You came on talking about violence and calling the background gay and all things.
I'm gonna be at Disney talking about, hey, y'all trying to get on the teacup? Shut your gay ass up.
Oh my God. Why would you want to go on that?
Even with the ears on.
Because we trying to get to hear a childhood.
Oh my gosh.
No, but look, even with the ears on, look at Lulu's face right
there. That's so aggressive. Like get your bitch ass out there.
It's supposed to be the happiest place on earth, Lulu. You're not allowed to go.
I can tell. Roxy been dodging me for a minute. Everybody who goes to Disney with me, we have the best time.
I'm going to have a good time.
First time with that girl.
I'm going to have a good time.
Every time y'all
Nikki
be wanting
to
go
home
broke.
Nikki going to come out. Lulu going to be like, look at this nigga over here crying. Ooh.
Why are you crying? Get man up and let's go on Space Mountain. Shut
I'm
up.
Having a great time.
Tahir need to do all these little childish things that he didn't get to do. Yeah, you got to go like camping at Yogi Bear's Jellystone campground.
I
have all the kids stuff. Like,
I know.
You just need to do kid stuff.
Hey, I got you.
Tahir, why are you trying to go to Disneyland?
Yeah, I'll have some money in a couple weeks.
All kid stuff.
Hey, just come. We gonna all.
So I'm a frequent member at Universal.
And you can't bring your kid. You can't bring because then that puts you in like responsibility
mode. It's us
being
childish.
Wait, actually, you got to start from the beginning. You got to go shopping with Tahir. Get your favorite character's outfit. Whoever if it was Goofy or whatever, outfit.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I pitched this show to my team, and they pitched it to a Cup Studios called it Check Us Out. I mean, Second Childhood, and the purpose was to do this, like to do all the stuff I missed as a kid, being a teen parent, and they just didn't think nobody would care. And I was like, "You're probably right." And I
you
just
know how many people are living that life right now? They didn't
know to hear you. Things? Oh my gosh, to hear you, absolutely should do it. Because there's a lot of people just like you that did not have a childhood, and they'd be like, oh my gosh, that's so much fun. I'm going to try that.
I've had the best childhood, and I'm still living my childhood. I would love to take you everywhere.
But you know what? My shoe wall, that is my inner child screaming out. Like, that was a lot of that growing up. That's why I was so obsessed. Because
you had the Stephon Marbury's, and you was like, never again.
I've been going to Disney World since I've been 6. My parents had the timeshare, so every year, we go for it. So I was
Miss Tennis Shoes growing up had an abacus on it, so she was cheating in my
I sure was too. Don't ask me for the answer.
You was one of them. Ugh.
I was the kid though that was like, don't cheat off my paper.
This is my paper.
I know, because I work hard and I got tired of people always cheating off me, and I was doing work and I never got no benefit. You ain't pay me. I didn't get nothing. And I did all the work, so I used to get pissed at that. But like, don't look at my paper.
Tahir, you know how to double dutch?
You come up with something? Don't look at my paper.
Oh, I want to learn how to double dutch.
Nah, not double dutch. I can single rope.
I can, yeah. Who can double dutch? You teaching double dutch?
But hey, you know what? When I was in Seattle, they teach you how to double dutch. They like come to your parties and everything.
What?
And, like, I've never double dutch, and they was like, just jump like this.
I'm a double dutch queen. Jump,
and then they was doing this, and I was double. I'm like,
I have my own wires. We used to jump with wires, like
table cords. Oh yeah, you broke. Yeah.
Like bar.
Bar.
I'm from the hood.
Wait, where? What kind of wires, Lulu?
Cable wires.
Oh,
okay, you know, okay.
Like the
yeah, like the HDMI, shit like that. I got you.
Get one of those.
They're just like, let's get the cables above the internet cables. Let's just.
Yeah, you gotta get on a little bicycle, tricycle. Yeah.
Red light, green light it out. You know
what I'm saying? Oh my gosh, Red Rover. This is like
Red Rover.
Steal the bacon.
Here's the thing though. Did you ever Red Rover a regular person, or was it always the crush? Red Rover Samantha, right?
But yeah, but that always backfired, because what if they don't, you know what I'm saying? Like if they don't
run to your arm,
what if they run to somebody else?
It's like, oh, you whore.
That is true.
You whore.
I called you over, bitch.
Yeah, like, you fake as hell.
I actually, you this is no joke. I had a friend of mine, this is in junior high. I had a friend of mine. I liked this girl, and it's junior high. I literally was like, hey, can you like hit her up and like let her know that I like her? He came back. He came back to me and he goes, so she's my girlfriend now. And I was like, bro, what? It hurt our friendship.
That happened to me too, but the reverse. I told my homegirl, go tell this dude I like him. And then she came back and she was like, well, he said he won't be with me. And I was like, you lie. It was a lie.
It hurts.
I mean, that's better than getting constantly rejected. There's this one boy I thought was so cute in middle school. And every time I was having a good day, I was like, I'm going to ask such and such out. And then I would go be like, do you want to be my boyfriend? He'd be like, no. And I'm like, okay.
Oh.
And then like a few weeks later, I'd be like, today's a good day. Hey, D, you want to be my boyfriend?
No, well, it was bold.
A good day. Let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all going with?
I don't know why.
I'm going meat. Spicy food.
Indeed.
Going exotic meats. Give me the meats.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do the exotic meats too. I can't risk.
We be boo booing too much. Yeah.
Look at that little weak stomach.
Oh, I'll be boo booing.
You ever played Steal the Bacon? Not breakfast, but like the game. Steal the Bacon.
That's Steal the Bacon.
You know, play Steal the Bacon?
What is that?
We'll talk about it when we come back. We'll talk about it when we come back.
We're going to jump into
the last topic.
After this. Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive and June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
And if it is.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Would you rather be abandoned in a foreign country with no phone or money versus falsely imprisoned stateside?
Ooh. Aww. Okay, a couple of factors. A, what kind of country? Is it like a first world, third world country? And B, how long imprisoned?
Third
world country. And well, then how long are you in prison?
Third world
country. What country?
Like
Caribbean third world, or are you like...
Am I the only black third world person?
Not that bad either. What's a really bad?
Like Guam.
Guam? Nah, B.
I'm going to jail.
Nice. Wait, Guam, they speak English at Guam.
Do they?
Yes.
Is it the...
It's like a U.S. territory or something like that. What is Guam?
What's bad? Shit.
I don't know.
I was thinking Guantanamo Bay, but I just like stopped.
Ain't that just a jail?
That's in Cuba.
That's just a jail. That's just a jail. I know. That's why I stopped. That's why I didn't say that. That's why.
Because I was thinking like, oh, I'm gonna go to the Netherlands or like Japan.
Hey, geography is hard.
I'm gonna go.
It has to be equally.
I was like, I'm gonna have a good time. I'm like, we're going to London.
No, it's not that type of
friends.
You know what? Let's just say that you are.
Like Singapore or some shit. Like
no,
that's great.
Russia.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but Russia. Well, I got some fans.
Russia not third world.
First of all,
no,
why am I in Russia?
What am I doing?
Because Putin ain't gonna fuck with you.
He ain't fucking with me, unless I was a spy, which I've been trying to pitch this idea to the CIA. Like, let me be. Think about it. I'm an entertainer. I could go overseas. Bang, 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 bang. I have a cover on my way back.
You trying to be Josephine Baker?
Yes! Yes! You get it!
Been there, done that with her.
Too much of a hothead for them to make her at CIA.
Right.
Like, her getting into it with other comics.
You bug it. I was the most highly decorated soldier in my platoon. Don't even play.
Because you killed everybody else, nigga.
Exactly. I'm a great assassin. What are you talking about?
With the ears on?
I'm undercover, Roxy.
Honestly, that's the best undercover you can ever have.
The ears.
What do you mean you're gonna shoot me? Raise your hands, Nicole. Oh, raise your hands.
Oh no.
I'm gonna do a comedy show.
The ears
right?
open up and they're grenades.
I end up doing a comedy show for some Sultan, right? And then bang, bang, bang. Oh, I lead a comedy show.
Okay, but what if he watched Squadcast and then he heard y'all?
He not. Ha ha ha, we joking. He edit all of this out.
He's like, oh,
Okay, we have to figure this out. What country is that bad?
I'm looking that up. This is why the CIA won't hire me now, man.
I will say to here, a third world country is a great place to start over.
Yeah, it is.
I be trying, Roxy. I be pitching like every week, and they don't be listening.
They be like, no, ma'am.
Because I'll be honest with you, when I went to the island that my husband's from this summer, and I was like, oh, this is third world, because I forgot what third world country was. But everybody was so happy, and everyone looked amazing because they don't have no McDonald's. They got none of that. It's literally live off the land. If you didn't go to a restaurant by 5 p.m., you was gonna have to cook your own dinner because they'd be closing early.
I mean, when I went to Antigua, it was pretty third world-ish. There was like, you could see the whole country in like 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And there was nothing.
Antigua? I didn't think Antigua was third world because it's like British.
When the Wi-Fi went out, the whole island lost Wi-Fi. What are you talking about?
Oh, dang!
But is that what third world is? Because I feel like third world meant you don't have infrastructure.
Lesser resources, not so much. There's no like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Okay,
influence of. There's no Starbucks. There's no McDonald's. There's no
Afghanistan.
There is a McDonald's in
Afghanistan.
First of all, I was in Afghanistan, and they had Taco Bells and stuff like that.
I'm in Afghanistan with no phone, and what was the other one? No money.
No phone, no money.
And the other one is jail.
On my passport.
Yeah, the other one is Rikers Island.
How long am I on Rikers?
Year.
How long am I in the country?
A year.
How long it take you to get out?
Then I got my passport.
No,
that's not fair.
You said yes.
Well, I can't go nowhere
already. I missed the passport question. Luke
just asked you that. You said yes.
Oh well, I missed that part. My bad.
Wait, so you can't leave the country.
So I'm just in there.
You have a passport.
You work for somebody. Get paid in cash or whatever the denomination is over there.
So what do they think I'm at Rikers for?
Murder.
Attempted murder.
Attempted, okay. Will I make, I want, I mean.
But I'm wrongfully accused?
Wait, this is after the trial, Rikers? Or like, I'm awaiting trial?
Awaiting trial. You're awaiting trial.
Oh, I'm in holding.
So there's a potential in this scenario, I will be in prison even longer.
Yeah, here, this is the same person who said, we doing too much with the spicy details. So is it 8 a.m. at Rikers? Or are we talking?
Here's the thing, exactly. I need to know.
Daylight savings.
If I'm in, you said it was supposed to be what? A false imprisonment?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you in prison for is going to dictate how people interact with you. Yeah. You know, like, if you think I'm in prison for a DUI, like, or something, or like a driving, you know, murder, they're going to look at me a little bit different. But if I'm going in there for, like, capital murder, like, they might give me a little bit more love. Like, oh. You
know? Or they might want to test the gangster to see if it's really true, too.
Test it. Test it.
I got it. Test it.
It's so weird with the ears on.
Disney's not behind.
I know you don't
it's
seem
giving
hard.
All the Corolla.
Do it. No, but so yeah, you gotta really. I don't know. Maybe I can make
this should let you know how crazy I am.
You know, I like going to new places and like learning the culture. I'm just gonna be like, if I can't get out the country, then I'm gonna just be having on my hijab in a little village. That's where I live now.
I can tell you.
Okay, I go milk the goats in the morning.
Yeah, but how you gonna be able to sustain living there? You can't just walk up to some.
No, I'm saying, but like, this is the thing. When you in like countries like that, you always, I don't know about it, but like people are really nice. And when you go and they just have a very simple life where they get up, they go to work, they take care of their kids and go to bed. Like, it's not a whole lot extra in their life. So they make their own food. Like, sometimes they'll grow their own food, but they definitely cook their own food. It's just a very simple life. So I guess I'm going to be in somebody's little shop and I'm going to be like sweeping
helping
up.
Helping their garden and stuff.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I go milk the goats in the morning and, you know, and I got my little hijab and that's what it is. That's where I live.
That's a good idea.
You know what
Meg.
You could do, Meg? You could end up starting like giving tours of the, like, for tourists. Like, I could see you doing that.
That sounds fun. Yeah, fun. I gotta learn the language, money? Though, huh?
I gotta do third world country because what's gonna happen if I go to prison is they gonna pickle me and I'm a one time say, guys, leave me alone. And then
that's it.
And then it's not gonna go well.
Leave me alone.
With the hands
well.
Too? Oh, guys, no.
It's not gonna go well for me.
Cut it out.
Someone's gonna be like, you.
No.
Were you that nigga on Squadcast that Lulu said was gay? And then it's gonna get out. Word's gonna get out.
They gonna know because you wanna have that picture in your cell on the wall.
And if I do, that's my prerogative. But the point is, they're going to judge
me. Yeah, that's going to get your ass beat. It's prerogative.
Gonna, no, first of all, they're going to see the tattoos.
They're going to see my tattoos.
What kind of tattoos you got, Jordan?
What? I have Timon and Pumbaa, Genie.
Oh, I'll beat your ass.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you're not going to make it.
Scar and the hyenas. So it's like,
they're going to start calling you Hakuna Matata in jail.
But that's why I'm saying, regardless.
Hey, Hakuna Matata, come here and suck my dick.
Like, oh my God.
And I will not. I refuse.
To hear his face. Let's go take them ears off.
Hakuna Matata, suck my dick.
I refuse.
Because, yeah.
Hakuna.
I gotta go third world.
Third world. At least there's a chance I can have happiness.
Third world. Yes, I'm gonna be a gardener or something.
Third world.
Yeah.
World.
I will. Third world. Not.
It on that one, man. Unanimous on that one. Shout out to our special guest pulling up today, Roxy Hedge, Jordan Connolly.
Backdrop.
Shout out to the OG Squadcast Scoop, Lulu Gonzalez. Up to hear more. We'll see you on the next episode of Squadcast Versus. Happy New Year, guys.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.